fandom, welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host Charity.
And I'm your co-host Emily.
We're hitting episode 62 this evening. We have a fun show as always. Our boy D.O. from EXO finally has a solo release. So excited to talk about that. Bacon, even though he's off enlisted in the military, still giving us content in some way, shape, or form. We love it. He did a collaboration with Cold. It's a single. We'll talk about that. The Universe app is giving us some great singles. Our favorite group, one of them, Monsta X, did a song for the Universe app, a song and video, as well as The Boys. Whoo, goodness. I cannot wait to talk about The Boys, Emily.
Yeah, that one. That's a special one.
So special. Stray Kids, obviously, it's Stay Week, third anniversary. We'll get into all the fun content they're giving us this week. BTS did some fun stuff this week we'll talk about. Emily has the news for you, a fun quiz. Emily, how are you?
I'm doing great this week. How are you doing, Charity?
I'm very good. I'm excited. I'm going to go visit my family next week, so I'm excitedly awaiting that.
Yay! Summer vacation. Summer out of the city.
I'm going to go see my niece again. Have to go squeeze and hug her.
That'll be good. Just trying to stay cool, you know.
So hot.
It's so hot. Summer's not my favorite time of the year. It's a little too hot. And then air conditioning is too cold. It's always like this weird, uncomfortable vibe. So it's not my favorite, but we'll make do with it. Super psyched to talk about the EXO guys tonight. Like that's, it's always fun to give them their flowers. They're so talented. So I'm excited for that. Want to give a huge welcome to our first time listeners. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to follow us on social media, NYC K-Pop Queens on Instagram and Twitter, please slide into the DMs, say hello, introduce yourself. We're nice. We're friendly. We want to be friends. So please don't hesitate to reach out. Hello, Queendom. Our loyal listeners, thank you for joining us again this week. We love you, and we're so happy to have so many loyal members of the Queendom that tune into the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast every week. We appreciate you. We're happy to have you back. Speaking of the Queendom, Charity, we ask the Queendom questions on Twitter every week. Poll questions come up as a result of our conversation. Maybe Charity and I disagree, or maybe there's something we're going to talk about on this week's episode that we're a little bit curious about and want to pull the Queendom. In any case, if you want to participate, be sure to give us a follow, NYC K-Pop Queens. That's on Twitter that we post poll questions every week. So let's get to last week's poll questions. Okay, tonight we're talking about Stray Kids. As Charity mentioned, it's Stay Week, a week that celebrates the third anniversary of the fandom, Stays. But we've been recapping Howl in Harmony. Stray Kids did a song camp with different subunits where you got to see kind of the process of them writing a song and just saw the different groups hanging out. It was really fun. If you listen every week, you've heard our thoughts on it. But we were interested on which subunit was your favorite from Howl in Harmony. So obviously the choices are Han, Ian, and Sugmin. Changbin, Lino, and Felix, or Bangchan and Hyunjin. I know my favorite was Chan and Hyunjin's. Charity, who was your favorite?
I mean, they're my favorite just because of the content of the songs. We all know I tend to lean more toward the mature, sexier concepts. So if you're going to do that, I'm going to be all on board with it.
Yeah.
Regardless of who's doing it.
What's funny is we haven't heard the songs yet. We just kind of know the vibe, what they're about, some of the lyrics. So the Queendom agreed with us, Charity. 55% chose Chan and Hyunjin as their favorite subunit. Following behind with 27% of the vote was Changbin, Lino, and Felix. And then Han, Ian, and Sugmin at 18%. So
Queendom is about our aesthetic, Emily. I feel very wholeheartedly. That's why we're bonded.
Oh, for sure. Also, I genuinely think Stays are just so excited about kind of a sexy concept.
Oh, yeah.
This has been getting a lot of chatter on social media. So that wasn't totally surprising. We also asked about something we're going to talk about tonight. We mentioned D.O. from EXO finally released his debut solo album. and you know how we feel, especially how I feel about bacon. So we wanted to know who your favorite singer is in EXO. They have probably one of, not probably, they have one of the best vocal lines in all of K-pop. I think the argument that they are the best could be made. We'll talk about that more later in the episode, but we were interested in kind of who your favorite singer is in EXO. So the choices were Suho, Chen, D.O., or Bacon. Charity, who do you pick?
Bacon.
Yeah, me too. Bacon's my favorite. Queendom agreed, but this one was very close. Bacon received 43% of the votes, and D.O., who we're about to review, he received 40% of the votes.
Okay.
And then Chen received 17%. So it's really a toss-up between D.O. and Bacon. I think that's fair. They're both so talented. It really comes down to personal taste.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you can say this one's so much better than this one. I think it's just personal taste because they're both like insane. So thank you all for voting in that. And then we asked a fun question. We reviewed Saran last week. And one of my favorite things in the music video was her adorable dog, which we learned she has an Instagram account for, her little Pomeranian.
So cute.
He is so fierce. I love him. But we were just curious because, you know, Charity and I both have dogs. So we wondered, Queendom, do you have any pets? 46% of you, no pets. 5% have a cat. And 46% have a dog or dogs.
Yay.
A lot of dog lovers out there. So you join Charity and I. We each have one dog that we're obsessed with.
Highly recommend getting one. They're the best company. And I can say for both of us, they do not fail to make us laugh every single day.
Yes. Big personalities.
Personality.
Yes. Yes. Big personalities. Yeah. One
for
day.
Such little boys.
Yeah. We'll have to share pictures or videos of them with the Queendom. So thank you all so much for voting. Again, we ask these poll questions, different questions based on our organic conversation on the podcast every week. So if you'd like to participate, give us a follow, NYC K-pop Queens on Twitter. And we also post great content, if I do say so myself, on Instagram. Give us a follow, NYC K-pop Queens. Speaking of the Queendom, who we love so much, let's do some quick Queendom shout outs. Charity and I can see where you're listening from every week, and it will never stop amazing us, this worldwide community. So thank you all so much for listening. And Queendom shout out, Las Cruces, New Mexico, Norwalk, Connecticut, Katy, Texas. Shout out to our international Queendom. Y'all are so strong. We see you. Istanbul, Turkey, Thane, India, Munster, Germany, Johannesburg, South Africa, Auckland, New Zealand. I mean, really all around the world. It's just phenomenal. And a special Queendom shout out to our friend Sarah in the United Kingdom. Thank you so much for listening, Sarah. We love you.
Hi, Sarah. We love you.
Hey. Okay, let's get to a Charity. We have to talk about D.O.
Yes.
So D.O. from EXO released his first EP mini album. It's called Empathy. The single is called Rose, and there's a music video that went with it. So let's break that down first. What did you think of the song and the music video?
So this song to me was very simple, a simple acoustic song. But I have to say his style and this song and then the album in general, he reminds me of Jason Mraz.
I literally wrote that down.
Oh my God, I love it, right?
It's Jason Mraz vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds like Jason Mraz.
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked it because honestly, again, this song and the whole album, all it does is showcase his incredible vocals. That's all we need. You don't always need all these bells and whistles. I mean, it's cool, but he was clearly going for a different vibe. And I think his voice is so amazing. He can carry an album that's not heavily produced, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know? He doesn't need all the bells and whistles.
No, yeah.
Because his vocals are really strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the video, it was really simple. It's just kind of him meandering on his bicycle, walking around to get coffee, listening to music. And it kind of went in and out of like, I can't describe it, like this animation painting kind of thing on it, which was kind of cool. It was just different. It was really chill. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought the sound wasn't necessarily what I was expecting from his first single.
Right, same.
But I liked it. I'm, again, Jason Mraz vibes for sure on that Rose song. very happy and chill, kind of lighthearted romance, nothing too heavy. I liked it, and I thought the music video was great. It feels like the opening credits for a K-drama to me. Really bright, cheerful spring-summer vibe. And visually, I thought it was a nice break from normal K-pop videos. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really kind of refreshing to watch. I loved little moments like the rose in the coffee. I thought those kind of animated bright moments were so fun. There's humor and beauty in the video. And again, it just gives you this feeling of kind of lighthearted romance, like innocence and joy. I really, really liked it. Different from what I was expecting, but in a good way.
Yeah.
I liked it. Now, I loved the album. We have to talk about this album.
What are your favorite songs?
Oh my goodness. So the album's called Empathy, which right away, I love the title. It's smart and it's relatable. The definition of empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. So what a great theme for an album. And Dio said, since it's my first solo album, I think I focused on doing music that I wanted to do. Personally, I really like the sound of acoustic guitar and I felt comfortable listening to it. So I decided to go in that direction. Yeah, smart. I feel like we both are digging the vibe of it. Love this album. This is one you can put on from start to finish and not skip. It really flows. I think vocally, he's phenomenal. But the songs that I really liked, it's hard. It's hard to pick, but I kept coming back to It's Love, Dad, and I'm Fine.
I love it. I picked different ones. I love this. It was perfect.
I thought It's Love, like it's so nice in that chorus. The high note at the beginning is just stunning. And kind of the lyrics about having experienced love before and wanting all of those feelings again, you know, wanting that again. I think, you know, anyone that's older, you've had relationships, you've been in love, and then you go through those periods where you're single and you get to a point where you're kind of ready for love again. And I thought that the lyrics in the song, it's just really nice and hopeful and relatable.
Yeah.
Loved that. Dad was like, oh, from the very start. Again, I'm going to bring back the K-drama reference. That sounds like a sad song in a K-drama. That's like a funeral scene song. And it's such a song of genuine love and admiration for his dad. Not even in a cheesy way, just the commentary of growing older and seeing your parents in a new light, understanding that they're human too, and they've had a lot of burdens and things that maybe you didn't recognize until now.
Yeah.
It's really a powerful sentiment, and I definitely cried. I thought it was beautiful and very mature. It's a mature thing that once again is relatable. So I loved that. And oh, he sounded so great. And then I'm Fine. This was another one that the lyrics just perfect. Like going through the day with, you know, worries, but like genuinely trying to be fine and hoping an important person in your life can say back to you, I'm fine and mean it. I love that because there's so much of like, hi, how are you? Good.
Yeah.
Are we good? Are we good? It's nice to have somebody give someone permission that you can say you're not good. It's okay. And he's saying, but he genuinely hopes that when this person says they're fine, they're fine. Great. All of these songs go with a theme of empathy and they all have really nice concepts. But on top of it, just beautiful music too. I thought the acoustic guitar on that song was great. Love, love this album. Really impressed by it. And also, I've got to say, the Spanish version of It's Love is amazing. For all of our Spanish-speaking listeners, and we have quite a few. We have a lot of queendom that are Spanish-speaking. I hope that you enjoyed that. I loved listening to it. I thought it was so beautiful. And he said when he, you know, received the guide, which is what you get as a singer, like to learn the melody and stuff, it was in Spanish. So he decided to keep it in Spanish and then do a Korean version.
Oh, that's so nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Shout out to Dio. And he did the same thing for Rose because Rose, it was in English when he got it. So he said, let's do English and Korean. So really cool of Dio. And I just, yeah, I love the whole album. Let's hear about the other songs, your favorite songs.
I really liked I'm Gonna Love You featuring Wanstein. Wanstein, who was on last week's song with Saran. honestly was like a slightly more beefed up, similar song to Rose with a little more oomph in it. And I really like that. I like the beat. I really like Weinstein's rap. It was really catchy to me. My Love, I really loved the echoey rhythmic guitar throughout the whole song. And when he goes into his falsetto, oh my God, his falsetto is so beautiful. Him and Bacon Man really have the most beautiful falsettos, I have to
say.
Right?
Yes. And his voice has that, like, his seems a little more clear.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. But yeah, I agree with you. Beautiful.
And then the Spanish song, Si Fueras Mía.
Yes.
You guys always know, I always gush on whenever there's any kind of Latin influence in a song. It's really my favorite. I love any kind of Spanish music, Latin music. It's so my vibe. And an acoustic guitar with him singing a ballad in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
love it, love it.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. I love it.
And like the fact that he can sing in Spanish and English and Korean, it's so amazing. English is not easy to begin with, to sing in with the correct pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, we struggle at trying to pronounce Korean names. So I'm impressed when anyone can speak multiple languages. And to give us English, Korean, and then fully sing in Spanish.
Yeah. And it was really perfect. I mean, he nails.
Impressive.
Yes. His pronunciation is wonderful. I wouldn't know that he's not fluent in all three languages. And a lot of times when you hear certain songs like by Korean artists when they do English, you know, there's certain pronunciations that don't quite work well. You can tell it's not their native language. With him, like he killed it. It's just a really, really solid album.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it, to me, this is no skips. It's so cool. It's so well done. It's nice for the public to be reminded what a phenomenal singer he is. Because in a lot of the EXO stuff, I would always go, ooh, who's that? I know Bacon's voice.
Yeah.
That's my man, obviously. I know his voice. But Dio has always kind of grabbed me and impressed me vocally in that group. So I love hearing him do his own thing. The lane he's in here, again, unexpected, but it's really good.
I think it's smart in that it's unexpected because you're going to have people talk about it because they have an expectation of what they think your album will be like.
Yep.
And whether it sits with them or not, like whether it's their vibe or not, they're going to talk about it because it's different than what they expected, which is really smart. Either way, people are talking about it.
It's so smart. Yeah, I think that this is wonderful. And again, like now maybe comparing his voice to Bacon's, it's personal taste. Bacon has more like... there's a soulfulness and a really distinct tone to Bacon's voice that's hard to copy. He has like a really specific sound. I think Dio just has like a perfect voice. You know, it's very clear. It's a pretty voice. It's just different. But wow. Yeah. It's a great, great album. Let's play a clip from it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's play a clip. This is the single Rose. From Dio.
It's just so happy sounding. You can't help but smile when you listen to it.
Yeah, it's just a lighthearted, happy song. And I will say, I'll go out on limb and say that that's probably my least favorite song on the album. And same. I really like it. Like, yeah. It's still really good. But I would definitely recommend listen to this album. Give the album a chance because the other songs are fantastic. Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations to Dio. Back from the military, had a great comeback with EXO. Now he has his solo album. We love to see it. Speaking of EXO and military, okay, one of, in my opinion, one of the best Korean R&B singers, Cold, who's also a fantastic songwriter, he released a new song called When the Dawn Comes Again, and it's featuring Bacon. Bacon said he had a lot of stuff prepared for us. He wasn't lying. So he's featured on this song. Cold wrote a few songs for Bacon. He wrote Love Again, Love Scenario. So they've collaborated before, but I think this is our first time to hear their voices on a track together. So what were your thoughts on When the Dawn Comes Again?
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. This is so my aesthetic. Anything that's like jazzy, smooth sounding, I can get behind. Their voices are incredibly soulful, and that's my favorite kind of sound for a song, which is why I loved Bacon's last album, Bambi, because he just gave that in spades. So to get this song is just like a continuation of that. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was amazing. I could listen to their voices on repeat forever, honestly.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And yeah, there's just something like kind of, you hear this phrase in K-pop a lot, like a healing song. Their voices and this kind of music, it's very healing. It's very chill. It's very relaxing.
Yes.
There's just something about it that is kind of this warm hug, like, it's a song that you exhale to, if that makes sense. I love it. I love it so much. Bacon, of course, sounds wonderful, but Cold is so good. Like, he's someone, you know, we're going to play a clip of the song in a bit. And if you guys like it, listen to him. Because his stuff's fantastic. Like I said, he's one of my favorites. I think he's so, so talented. And I liked the music video. Let's talk about that quickly. The music video stars Nam Yoo-soo. He's an actor some of you might recognize from Extracurricular or Beyond Evil. It's such a chill music video. It's him walking around Seoul at night as night kind of turns to dawn. I loved it. It's really cool to see Seoul like that.
Yeah. Quiet.
Yes. Those peaceful moments at dawn in any city to me are very special. I think that's why I appreciate sunrise compared to sunset. There's something cool about being awake as night turns to day and witnessing it, witnessing the quiet before the storm of the day and all of the activity. To watch him walk around Seoul in those moments, I just thought it was really interesting and different. So just cool and well done all the way around. Great song and great video.
Should we play a clip?
Yeah, let's play a clip. This is called When the Dawn Comes Again by Cold featuring Bacon. 푸른 빛이 스며들 때 언제라도 난 기다리고 있을게 내게로 와 줄래 또 새벽이
Voices are just incredible.
Yeah, such a cool vibe. Really well done. Again, go listen to Cold. He's so, so dope. It's C-O-L-D-E. So add the E at the end of Cold. Yeah, congratulations to him. And Bake will never leave us, even when he's in the military. We're getting content. Appreciate it so much. It's so good to hear his voice on the track again. And like you mentioned, this one really fits his vibe. It's kind of in the Bambi sphere and it's just beautiful. So congratulations to them. And you can hear in those two songs, the different voices with Dio and Bacon. Like, I think I'm always going to prefer Bacon.
Yeah, same. I mean, I love Dio, but yeah.
So do I. But again, it's so close. And I don't think you're wrong if you say one's better than the other. It's just personal taste. And I really struggle to think about vocal lines that are as good as EXO. What do you think about that debate? Is EXO the best vocal line in K-pop?
I would have to say yes, just because I personally think that Bacon and Dio are probably the strongest. And I mean, there's also like Kai. I love Kai. Is he like one of the strongest ones? No, but he adds something that I don't think other voices sound like him in other groups. So I think it's an added layer.
And he's not even in the vocal line.
Yeah, exactly. And he's not even in the vocal line. But I'm saying is when he sings, he has such a different kind of sound. I agree with you. I think EXO has, let's say this, the best vocalist, not even just vocal line.
So take Dio and Bacon out of it. Okay. Suho and Chen are so strong.
Yeah, yeah.
They would be the best singers in all these other vocal lines, right? Like, I think a lot of people will argue other groups, and you can say, oh, that one's a great singer. But if you take the four designated vocal line members from any other group, I don't know if they could compete with EXO. I really don't. I think EXO is just like two of the best vocalists, period, not just in K-pop. That's hard to compete with. That's hard to compete with. I feel a poll question coming on. I'm interested in what the queendom thinks. I just think with Bacon and Dio, it's too much. It's too much. Yeah. And they're different. A lot of groups, it'll be similar tones and qualities with the vocalist. Mm-hmm. These ones are so drastically different. And like you said, even the sub vocalist like Kai brings something else. So
yeah, like I just feel like EXO just has very unique sounds that you don't hear in other groups. So when you put them all together, it's amazing.
Agreed. Agreed. Lots of love for EXO on the pod tonight, which brings us to our favorite segment of the week. Queendom, you know what it is. It's quiz time.
Yay! All right.
We're doing EXO quiz. We're talking about the EXO guys. We're going to keep the EXO love going. This week's quiz is called Pick Your Favorite EXO Songs from Each Year and Discover Which Member You'll Meet in 2021.
Ooh, a predictive quiz.
I guess we're going to Korea by the end of the year. We're going to meet an EXO member.
Right?
Start looking at flights. We've got to get this going. Okay. Yeah. This is a BuzzFeed quiz that is linked in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. We'll also post a link on Twitter so you can share with us who you got. Please do. It's really fun to see the results and see if someone lines up with us. That's always exciting when people get the same results. So, Charity, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Question number one. Choose an EXO song from 2013. Your choices are Growl, Miracles in December, Wolf, Baby Don't Cry, Black Pearl, 365, Peter Pan, or Baby.
I gotta go with Miracles in December.
I know. Miracles in December is so good. It's like, it's so good. I'm gonna go with Wolf. I think that choreography, legendary. Going with Wolf.
Okay. Choose a song from 2014. Overdose, Thunder, Baby Don't Cry, December 2014, The Winter's Tale, Love, 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 Moonlight, Run, or Breath.
Also, Baby Don't Cry is in here twice, so that's an interesting
thing.
2013 and 2014.
Right. That's right.
I was like, wait, I just said that. Okay, I've got to choose. I don't know. I'm going to choose Baby Don't Cry. It's a sign.
I am going to choose Moonlight.
Okay, now we're on to 2015. Call Me Baby, Love Me Right, El Dorado, Exodus, First Love, Hurt, Lady Luck, or Playboy.
I'm going to go with El Dorado.
I'm sticking with the babies. Call Me Baby, legend.
Choose a song released in 2016. Lucky One, Monster, Lotto, Artificial Love, Heaven, Cloud Nine, White Noise, or Stronger?
Monster.
I gotta go with Lotto. That song just freaking hits. I love it. Also, Monster's good too, though.
Yeah, Monster's like legendary. That's the song I always show people when I'm introducing EXO legends. Okay, we're on to 2017. Coco Bop, Power, The Eve, Forever, Diamond, What You Do, Chill, or Touch It.
The Eve. Freaking love that song.
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Bop. I think I like it. I love that song so much, and I can't not sing it every time I see it written in these quizzes. I'm like, yes, yes, Coco Bop.
Okay. Here's a song from 2018. Love Shot, Tempo, Ooh La La, 24/7, Smile on Your Face, Bad Dream, With You, or Gravity.
Don't mess up my tempo. Tempo. Like, we're talking about the vocal line. Their breakdown, the bridge and tempo is so freaking good. Tempo.
I'm picking Love Shot. I love that song.
That makes sense. The slutty one.
The legendary sexy song from EXO in 2018. No, that video too. Fabulous. Okay.
I'm sure that doesn't surprise anyone.
No, not at all. Okay, we're on to 2019. Obsession, Trouble, Jekyll, Groove, Yeah, 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 Butterfly Effect, Baby You Are, or Nonstop.
Obsession.
I loved that whole comeback so much, but the song I go back to all the time is Baby You Are.
I will be meeting Lay in 2021.
Oh my goodness. Bias. Look at that.
Well, Kai is my bias. He's my wrecker, but I'm fine. Hey, Lay, come for me. I will be here.
Okay. I'm meeting Suho, which I'm totally cool with too. Yeah. I actually like him a lot. And yeah, I think that's going to be good. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but I'm definitely right? open to it.
Yeah.
All right. We're meeting EXO in 2021. Woo.
Hey.
let us know who you're meeting. It's going to be a great second half of the year for all of us. Yeah. All right. I like it. Thank you to whoever created that quiz. That was fun. And again, we'll post it on Twitter. Let us know who you got. All right. Time to move on. So there's a fan app in K-pop called Universe. It's similar to like Weverse if you're a BTS ARMY. And a lot of times the groups release singles and music videos just for the app. So we don't really review them because they're not the easiest to access at times, like the music videos. And it's just kind of, they're one-offs. They're not like official singles and things of that nature make it like, eh. But a couple groups we love have released some in the past few weeks. And we thought, yeah, we need to talk about this. this week, Charity got to see her bias. Shownu recorded stuff before he left. Monsta X released a song called Kiss or Death and a music video. So what did you think of Kiss or Death?
Well, I just appreciate that he clearly knew I was going to take it so difficultly, like everyone heard last week. So he was giving me a little treat for the next week. So I do appreciate that. It's quintessential Monsta X. It's powerful. It's catchy. It's intense. I love that the verses are just the rappers because boy, are they amazing. Then we get the bridges and the chorus and the pre-chorus with the vocal line, which just killed it. It's just, it's Monsta X. Like, this is quintessential Monsta X, and I loved it.
I'm going to say, I agree with you. It's very Monsta X. It's not my favorite song of theirs, but it's good. No. I thought, no, like,
yeah.
The beat goes so hard. Like you mentioned, Juhani and IM kill the rap verses. I almost wish it was just a rap song. It lost it for me a little bit then when the bridge, the chorus, pre-chorus come in. I thought the first verse, I was like in it. And then it kind of lost it for me. So it's not bad, but this definitely isn't my favorite Monsta X song. I think it makes sense that it's on a Universe app thing instead of being an official, you know, single from a new album. But that's not to say it's bad. It's just to me not the best. The video was like, it's kind of like a murder train. It reminded me of like Murder on the Orient Express. I felt like that was kind of the inspiration. And again, it was just okay. I wasn't totally blown away. I was just kind of like, all right. It felt like something they filmed in a day for an app.
Yeah, it wasn't their best. But you know what? If Monsta X wants to give me content, I will always take it.
You can take it, but I can't say everything's the best that they do. Like, this to me was not great. I'm not running back to it. I would have liked to see more of the choreography because that looked pretty cool. And I liked the styling in those scenes. But a lot of it was just like on the train, murder train. Okay.
But a murder train traveling through space and time.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to sign up for that ride. you know, that's all right. I don't think that's my taste. I'm a little bit like, ugh.
Well, I bought my ticket. I'm all aboard.
Well, all right, get on it. The conductor's called for you, Charity. I'm staying back. Got some other stuff to do this week. I have a date with the boys who we're going to talk about in a second. Yep. You go ride that train to space. That'll be fun.
Why are you so funny? I can't.
Well, just honest.
Queendom, I have to say, if you hear me laugh at Emily just on the podcast, wait till you are able to interact with us in person. Emily will have you, your stomach hurting from laughing so hard. Let me just
tell you. Thank you, Charity. I honestly think it's just because Charity finds it funny. Everyone else is like, this girl is not funny. Charity's the best audience. She will laugh at like any of my lame comments and jokes. But thank you. I appreciate it.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. As long as you enjoy it, I'm like, all right. Before we move on to the boys, do you want to play a clip of Kiss or Death?
Yes. Yes. All right. Yes.
This is Kiss or Death by Monsta X. Yeah. That title. Ooh. Familiar cover with the kiss or death. Baby, let me take a breath or stay.
I love the chorus. Kiss or death. I know, yeah. Beautiful vocals, but it gets stuck good. In my head.
Yeah, see, this one doesn't stay in my head. Oh. I feel like it didn't quite hit with me.
Okay,
so well, it's
stuck
fine.
In my head.
Yeah, you bought your ticket. You're going on the train.
I did.
A little death train over here to space. That sounds fun. All right. Okay. We're going to move on to the next one. This one came out a few weeks ago, and our friend Lily mentioned it. And again, we usually don't review the Universe app songs, but it's so good. And Monsta X was coming out with one. We said, why the heck not? Let's do it. The boys released a song called Drink It for the Universe app and a music video. And this is a little bit different than what we just saw on the Murder Train.
Very different.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. I love this song. I love it. The beat and music sets this like vampire, menacing, dark tone. And the music video is so sexy. The boys, I was like shocked by this. This was a lot. This was way darker than anything we've seen from them. Really dark. So it's like they took what Enhypen did with Drunk Dazed and just leveled up. Like they went, yeah. Oh, this is cute. You had a high school party. Well, welcome to the dark side. Like it's like Enhypen is like Twilight and the boys, the boys are the Lost Boys. And if you haven't seen that movie, it's like Kiefer Sutherland, Corey Haim, Corey Feldman. It's from the 80s. It's also a vampire movie. And it's like, it's not Twilight. Let's just put it that way.
It gave me nightmares when I first saw it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't voluntarily watch it. Let me just put that
and
out there.
And I genuinely loved it. And Twilight gives me nightmares because I think it's just horrific.
I love it.
Well, there you go. So as you can tell, I'm clearly really into this because I thought the music video was so dark and sexy. Like, this is adult vampire sexy, and I am drinking it up. Like, and they tell you, they're like, drink it. Hurry up and take it. No, the lyrics are crazy. The lyrics are like, hurry up and take it. Quickly, take me. Take it now. Wow. What?
Yeah, I can get on board with the lyrics, like, for sure. That's definitely
stop. On board. You're going to say that in a song to me? Oh, my God. Like,
yes, please.
Okay, I'm drinking it. Chill out. Like, oh my God. Like, when I started, I was like, this is intense. I mean, this was, again, I was not expecting this at all. And I was like, holy. And there's blood. There's some stuff that I'm sure you were grossed out by.
Yes. The song, love it. Love it, love it, love it. I love how haunting it sounds. It has like this eerie quality, but it's just perfect.
Mm-hmm. So good.
I have to say, I love how it starts off. He just casually just climbs out of the coffin like he's getting out of bed. I thought that was a great start. I'm like, okay, all right. We're just going to casually. Okay. All right. I also, oh my God, the choreography.
So
when
good.
They take their jackets up almost, I wish you could see me now. I'm like doing the motion like you can see me, whipping it up almost like a vampire cape.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Yep. That's genius. Like,
love it.
Genius choreography.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to say, though, I could do without the graphic blood. when he takes the blood and like wipes it over his eyes, I really was like,
oh my God.
Like, I was so grossed out. I almost vomited. Guys, I can't handle gore. I can't handle blood. I don't like it. So I was all for this concept, all for this video, everything except I would like a G version without the blood. No. Give me the sexiness. Yes.
No. Well, you're not going to get sexy without that smearing blood.
Fine.
I
mean,
I'm telling you, like, that is insane. That was insane to me. I was like, oh, a little bit of blood. Like, we'll see them prick their finger or something. No, no, no. No,
it was crap.
This one is going to smear blood on the other one's face. Like, like this is like so hardcore compared to a lot of the vampire themes, you know, we've seen. It was like,
they went for it. They're like, we're going to give you the mature version of this.
The boys are real vampires. The ones like, I'm the vampire king. I sleep in the coffin at night. Now I'm going to get you guys to my side. Again, reminding me of the movie, The Lost Boys. The boys are letting us know times are changing.
Right?
They are grownups and they're going to show it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, that was just really shocking. So good. I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. But I get it if you're grossed out by the blood, because that was shocking. I was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I mean, I have my ticket for the train, but I'm down for this vampire party. I just would ask them to not be as gory with me. Like, if you're gonna turn me into a vampire, don't let me watch. I don't want
to
see blood.
You have to drink it, Charity. It's called Drink It. The whole song's about drinking it.
Okay. Well, just like in Twilight, if you put it in a cup, a white cup with a white straw so I can't see through it, I'll drink it.
I'm drinking it out of a clear champagne flute. Clink, 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 clink. Like, clink. Yes, please. Drink it up. I already told you. I will take it.
Let me do it in a shot then. Let me do it in a shot. Maybe then I can do it.
All right. It's like red wine. Drink up. Ew. Like, gross. Oh my God. I'm so here for this. Like, I'm telling you, this has like, I am so here for this, the boys.
I love it. Really, clink, clink.
Clink, clink. I have cheers in everyone in that room. I can't wait to join this. Like, that just seems like such a fun group to join. Like, they just are really, they're intense. Again, this is not in hyphen. Their party is a little different. This one's a little more intense. There's going to be more time commitment, I feel like, with this group.
Yeah.
You know, I'm there for it. I think, yep, side me up. Like, I'm so in. The coffin looked comfortable. I'm sure that's fine to sleep in. Like, it all looks so. I'm really excited to join the boys in this new chapter of their lives.
Oh, goodness.
But besides all of that stuff, the visuals, the song actually is really good. Let's play a clip for the Queendom. This is called Drink It by the boys. Oh, under the moonlight, 비치터진 갈망만, 결관 속 비는 네 비는 love, 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 내게 쥐어줄게.
Okay, well, I have my shot glass ready. Emily clearly has her champagne flute ready. So the queens are going to drink it up, guys. We're drinking it.
Cheers. Drink it. We're drinking it with you, boys. And I have to say, like, we've talked about the boys a lot. I was hard on them during Kingdom. You know, we've reviewed them and we liked the Steeler. I've always been kind of middle of the road with the boys. And with this, okay, I get it now. I'm on board. And then this week, they've released all of these pictures because the boys are having a comeback on August 9th. And their concept pictures for this album are some of my favorites I've seen this year. Like, wow, they're fantastic. So their team is knocking it out of the park. And I can't wait to talk about that comeback. I think this is like a great appetizer for the next album. Cannot
Exciting.
Wait. So congratulations to the boys. We're on board. Moving on to a group that we don't have to tell the Queendom we like this group. It's, you know, if you're listening to the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast, we're going to talk about Stray Kids at every chance we can. This is one of our favorite groups. And it's been an amazing few weeks with Stray Kids. They've given us a lot of content. Amazing, great content. There's been drama with my bias choice. Like, there's just been a lot going on with Stray Kids. This week, it's all about us, Charity. It's all about Stays, the fandom of Stray Kids. It's Stay Week, so we're getting fed amazing content every single day. Mm-hmm. As most of you know, we record the podcast on Wednesday nights. So we only have 3 days worth of content that we're going to be able to talk about tonight. But if anything amazing happens on Thursday and Friday, we'll be sure to talk about it next week. So first, day one was them kind of writing a letter to Stays, like a fan mm-hmm. letter, right?
Yeah, they're talking about what they would say in the letter and the gifts that they would want to present to them or prepare for them. It was cute.
Yeah, like really nice, and they're so sweet.
Or I should say for us, because we are them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You mean for me?
We are Stays, yes.
I love, though, even when they're doing sincere stuff like that, they're always joking around and getting wild. Like,
yes.
They're the wild boys for sure. They're so funny. On Tuesday, we got two episodes of a Mafia game, which was so fun. I love watching people play Mafia anyway. It's just mm-hmm. a really fun game. But this was great because it was kind of like they all got to act and play specific characters. So I thought that was really fun to see them kind of go into that world. You had like Surgeon, that was Ayan. The dentist mm-hmm. was Sugman, Sunbeam. Chan worked as a barista at a coffee shop. Hyunjin was a kindergarten teacher.
So cute.
Lino was a rich guy with no job.
Yeah.
So funny.
Unemployed.
So funny. And then who are we missing? Felix.
Changbin was oh yeah.
Yeah, Changbin was a detective. And mm-hmm. Felix was a chef who owned a dessert shop.
Han was an idol in the group.
Han was the biggest K-pop idol in the world. Yeah. So they played all these characters and the whole like mystery was it centered around this cafe, the cafe where Chan worked as a barista, and the owner of the cafe got murdered by the mafia and you had to figure out who did it. It was fun. I thought it was really fun. I don't want to spoil who the mafia was, but it was fun. It's just fun to watch them.
They really got into it a lot.
They get so into it. Han is so extra and funny. All of these things where you get to see their personalities. He is so funny and entertaining. I love watching him. And just seeing Hyunjin with the group in all these videos, it's so nice. It feels like he never left. It's just like, oh, thank goodness.
Dark time is over. Thank goodness.
Oh, God. I'll never get over it. Those are the worst four months ever. But I think it's also what drew me to be like, is Hyunjin my bias? Because I'm way too upset about this every day. And like, I couldn't enjoy Kingdom because he wasn't there. It was just a tough time. Tough, tough time for me. But it was fun. And then today we had Howl in Harmony. Howl in Harmony, as we mentioned earlier in the poll results, it was their reality show song camp where they're in subunits and they are writing songs. And what we found out during Howl in Harmony today, these songs are going to be on the album. So we have to wait to hear them, but I can't wait because the way that they all reacted while listening to each other's songs was so entertaining. It's going to be amazing. I thought the standout, obviously, it's Chan and Hyunjin are doing Sexy. Mm-hmm. So then they started saying everything was sexy. It was really funny. Your man, Changbin, was so mad and jealous that he didn't do Sexy.
I love that. I'm like, this is why you're my man. We get it.
It's like, without me? I thought that it was just really funny.
I loved how Ian was clearly not as comfortable with the sexy concept.
Oh my goodness. He was so embarrassed. He was so embarrassed. And there's that one part. Like, so later, after they all listened to each other's songs, the music video director came in, him and another gentleman that would be directing the music videos. And they talked about, you know, what they wanted from their music video and kind of they were throwing out, pitching their ideas to the director. And Chan is like on it. He's like, we're going to wear suits. We're going to have tattoos and wet hair. It's going to be black and white with some red, like really sexy. And then there were two parts that were so funny. He's like, as far as the styling, and before he could talk about it, Lino goes nude. I was like, oh my God. It was so funny.
Lino. My record gets it too.
And then Chia was like, but instead of curtains, there could just be chains. And Ian was like, that's too sexy. That's too sexy. Stop. He was so embarrassed. He's adorable. He's so cute.
I can't wait for this video.
I know. And I can't wait to hear all the songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the really sad, depressing ballad that Han and Ian and Segmin did. That'll be great. And then the fun, cool, like pool party song that Your Manly Know, Felix, like they all seemed really interesting. So I'm excited for it. I thought that it was just such a fun episode. Again, they're dynamic when they're together. There isn't that like worrying that they're saying the right thing.
Yeah.
That you get with some other groups. They're really like wild.
They're just authentic.
Yes, they're authentic. They're authentic. And they have so much fun with each other. It's really fun to watch. So far, Stay Week is going great. Can't wait to see what's in store for tomorrow and Friday. Again, we'll update you if anything amazing happens. But it's just a really cool time and an amazing celebration for Stays. We've had a real up and down year. So
yeah.
Cannot wait for this comeback. It's just, I'm so excited. August is going to be insane. Like insane.
Big month.
So many comebacks. Can't wait. Let's move on to BTS. It's hard to talk about K-pop without talking about BTS these days because they're so busy and they're just like achieving amazing things. It never ends. But a few interesting things that happened this week. They did an interview, SBS interview, that felt a little more formal and buttoned up. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. And then they also did Radio 1 Live Lounge. So we're going to talk about those two things briefly. What were your thoughts on the SBS interview?
First off, Namjoon looks so cute. I love his new hair color and I loved his glasses with his, you know, cute little haircut he has now.
Okay.
Love you, Namjoon. Yoongi looked really cute. Also, just going to say that too.
Yeah, he's looking great these days.
Yeah. I loved that. I mean, we already knew why they did the choreography that they did, but it was cool to hear Hobi talk about it, why mm-hmm. he made it so simple. And he included the sign language because he wanted people to feel connected and he wanted people to be able to do it together, mm-hmm. which is what we assumed. So that was kind of cool. Of course, Yoongi still wants that Grammy. Not a shock there. I liked that when they asked Jungkook about if the new album would be in Korean or English, she would not confirm either way. Which to me, that means it'll be in English.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
So that's a bummer. But yeah, I really wanted a Korean album, but I guess we're not going to get that.
Oh, well. Yeah, I think it's safe to assume the next album from BTS will be an English album. We've talked about that a lot. Monsta X did a killer English album. You know, I want to keep open-minded.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be amazing. It's just the English releases they have had, they weren't as involved in writing and producing. And I kind of miss their voices in the finished product, if that makes sense.
I feel like, honestly, it'll be the three English songs and maybe like four other songs.
Oh, that's going to be a bummer.
I mean, that's just what I feel. That's just what my gut says. They'll definitely have those three songs on it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Can we stop releasing the same song 50 times? I'm so sick of remixes. I'm so sick of the whole thing. I get it. They're playing the game. I understand why it's happening, but I just don't. I don't need six remixes to the same song. I don't need it. Anyways, I thought the SBS interview was interesting because it felt more formal. It wasn't as lighthearted. This felt formal, and it was interesting to see them answer the questions. There were some parts where I was like, they compared Permission to Dance. They didn't. The interviewer did, but he compared it to Heal the World by Michael Jackson. And I was like, that's kind of a stretch. I don't think this is the same deal. So that stood out to me. But I thought they looked great. They looked great. I love Tae's speaking voice. Talk about tone. You know that guy's a good singer when he talks. His voice, I'm like, oh. The most interesting part to me was Jungkook. You know, there was that section where they asked him about stuff that was really personal. It was heartbreaking. You know, he was so honest and vulnerable about everything falling apart and wanting to quit and walk away from everything, not being able to move forward. I think the more these guys talk like that, the better it is for everyone. It's so honest, vulnerable, and refreshing. And obviously it breaks my heart. I think in watching Jungkook, you know, there's a lot of pressure on that kid. He's young. He's still so young. I feel like he's always aware of the pressure and of the expectations. There was a Billboard article that came out this week talking about his solo release. And yeah, it just feels like this is someone who's on top of the world and should be enjoying it. But I don't get the feeling that he really is. I think he feels the expectations and the pressure, which is a shame because the accomplishments of not only him, but the whole group are phenomenal. And my wish is that they could all enjoy it and bask in their greatness every once in a while without that pressure of what's next. But I know that's not the nature of the beast. But he said, like, in his solo album, he thought about just writing his experiences, but then he didn't think that would be interesting enough. So he wants to do a concept album that kind of tells a story from beginning to end, which I love. I think that's smart and that'll be interesting. But I'm like, no, your experiences have value, you know, yeah. Like just your feelings about your life experiences would also be really smart and interesting. Jungkook's a classic overthinker, perfectionist. I appreciate that and love him. But I just thought like all these interviews were kind of interesting to see this week. Then BTS did Radio 1 Live Lounge. That's a show in the UK where you go on and you perform your current hits and then you do a cover song. Historically, it was always a cover song of a song that was like on the charts and people would do their own rendition. I always think about Mandy Moore did a version of Umbrella by Rihanna that was so phenomenal that I like, it's so good. But you get kind of that type of thing. So BTS did Dynamite, Permission to Dance, and I'll Be Missing You. First, I just want to mention really quickly, those Gucci outfits during Dynamite were fabulous. Like so good. They looked amazing. They sounded great. And I personally am just relieved that they're not stuck wearing Louis Vuitton for everything moving forward. I was thinking
the same thing. Yeah.
I was so relieved to see them in Gucci again. I was like, oh, they look phenomenal. Yoongi in his Gucci outfit, that white outfit with the green sweater over his shoulders, like dream. He looked like a dream. I was like, oh my goodness. So I loved the Dynamite performance. Permission to Dance, not my favorite song, but what stood out, like they did great. The styling was a little bizarre. This Western wear needs to end. I'm over it.
I mean, Western wear. I feel like Namjoon and Hobi specifically were like in farmer chic. Like what?
Yeah. No, you're right. What? You're right.
Not even Western, just farmer chic at this point. And I'm just like, why are you sabotaging them? Why?
It was not cute. But, you know, they can't help it. But the stylists, BTS stylists have the world at their fingertips. And the amount of time they screw it up, it's mind-boggling. Right. Like, just put them in these like in suits, put them in sexy suits, put them in preppy suits. The styling for Butter when they're even in their Adidas track suits, they look great. Like there's basic stuff that like you can do that they look phenomenal in. Instead, it's like they try to be too fashionable sometimes. And yeah, I feel embarrassed for them at certain points.
Farmer chic should never be a look. No. It should never be.
Well, and the Western wear. When you have that Permission to Dance is like a British disco song. So why are they wearing Western wear to begin with? Why was that even in the video?
Why are they cowboys?
I can't. I'm so over it. But that has nothing to do with BTS. We're just nitpicking.
Yeah.
It sounded great. The one thing I want to talk about that's getting a lot of buzz, their cover of I'll Be Missing You. So I'll Be Missing You is a really famous song from 1997. Puff Daddy did it with like Faith Evans and 112. And it was after he witnessed the murder of his best friend, Notorious B.I.G. It's a very emotional song. It sampled the Police song, you know, I'll Be Watching You. So it's one of the most legendary bass lines in all of music. It's very, very famous. So when it was brought up that BTS would be doing their version, that was met with some speculation, some excitement. I went into it completely open-minded. Okay. I have to say, you know, it's the tradition of Radio 1 that people do their own arrangements. I think for a song like this, that wasn't a smart choice. It was a really bad arrangement. The band, the levels were off. I don't know what just happened. Messy. But like the drums were too loud.
Yeah.
You could barely hear that legendary bass line. Instead, all you heard was like drums and keyboard. It just sounded, messy. I just didn't love the arrangement. I think, again, the guys did a good job. They didn't screw up. They sounded fine. But it just was a weird arrangement for me. And that's such a legendary song and such an emotional song. I think changing the arrangement wasn't the best choice.
Yeah, it was a miss. It was a big miss.
I will say I loved Yoongi's rap. I thought him rapping Korean, it was so emotional and grounded and there. I loved that. JK sounded great. The arrangement I didn't like, and there was one part where Namjoon changed the lyrics during his verse, and that really irked me because it's a song that was a tribute to Notorious B.I.G., and the line was like, give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death. That's very specific because his album was called Life After Death. To take that out and change the lyrics to me is very, very disrespectful because the song was a tribute to Notorious B.I.G. and that was a reference to him. So I felt like when they changed the lyrics, that was a bizarre choice to me to just change them in that line. I also think, like, is it that taboo to talk about death? It's a song about death. You can say death.
Yeah.
A bizarre choice to me. Bizarre choice. Yeah, I don't know. I will say I give them credit for doing a song from 1997 and choosing that song. That's a great song. Great song. Sometimes you take risks, you swing for the fences, and it works, and you're brilliant. Sometimes you do that, it doesn't work, and we're going to say that's a miss. You know, this was one that just didn't work.
A for effort, but yeah, execution just...
Yeah. The arrangement and the band really kind of ruined it for me. It didn't work.
It's just not a song that's like, it doesn't feel like a band song.
Not at all.
You know?
Yeah. The band's not the star of that song.
No.
They would have sounded better with a backing track on that song, I think. But you know, again, you swing for the fences. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses. This is just our opinion, but I would never change a line that was so specific to Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
I think a lot of ARMY don't understand that and don't understand what that song means and what happened. We're old enough to understand that. And I'm a massive hip hop head. So that like really irked me a lot.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. I want to give a shout out while we're talking about BTS. Everglow, the ladies of Everglow, they performed an online concert last weekend that was phenomenal. And they did tons of covers. And they did a cover of Butter that I thought was so good.
Yes, I saw that.
Right? Like, it was good. Congrats to them. They were covering a lot of boy groups and killing it. And I think it was fun for them to show they can do the choreography.
They're great. They're such a great group.
Yeah, Everglow killed it. Their online concert was really, really good. So shout out to them for that. And shout out to BTS. Like, you know, we're nitpicking on Oddly Missing You, but they had a great week with these interviews and the Radio 1 thing. That's a big deal to be a guest on Radio 1. So congratulations to them. Moving on, more BTS news. Butter is back to number one charity.
Yay!
Yes, Permission to Dance had its week. And then Butter was like, see ya. I'm the song of the summer. I am the song of the summer. Bye. And it's getting more radio play too. It had its best week in America for radio play. So
I heard it a ton this weekend.
Yeah. Butter. It's the song of the summer. Don't want to say we told you so, but we told you so. Go listen to our review. We called it the day that song came out.
We did, yeah.
Congratulations to them. It's so good. Speaking of congratulations, stick with the positivity. Jin is going to be an uncle. So congratulations to Jin. He's going to be an uncle soon. That's exciting news. And the BTS meal. So we don't have exact figures yet, but it helped boost McDonald's second quarter sales by 41%.
Wow.
That's a lot. I mean, that's huge.
That's huge. Yeah.
The power of BTS. It can't be understated. Like what they can do for brands, they call them like the sellout kings. Remember when Jungkook, like you couldn't get those downy dryer sheets?
It was the sprinkling scent you put in the in the washing machine.
You couldn't get it because he used it. Jungkook drinks tea and that tea sold out everywhere. Like
you go to Amazon and all they talk about is Jungkook on the Amazon reviews.
No, like it's the power of them. If they're even seen with something, it will sell out internationally. So these brands are smart to make a deal with them. McDonald's second quarter sales went up by 41% because of the BTS meal. That's insane. So don't underestimate BTS. I still feel like there are people that do. You can't. They're the biggest group in the world for a reason. So congratulations to them. Awesome. We talked about the boys' formal announcement of the August 9th comeback. So they only gave us a couple weeks to get ready and I love it. Can't wait for that. JB, you know, JB had that single drop, but then Yugyeom's album dropped and that was kind of it. So it's a relief to know JB's debut EP is coming. It's going to drop at the end of August, August 26th. So that'll be cool. Your girl Hwasa launched a YouTube channel. She picked up over 100,000 subscribers within like a day. So you can watch a lot of Hwasa content on YouTube now.
What I thought was interesting, one of the videos she put up was her doing Dinga by herself.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I'm going to be shocked if Mamamoo isn't done.
Yeah, that's just a failing. I mean, I love her. She's my favorite, like, girl idol. So I will always support her. But, you know, I did like Mamamoo too. But they're not done yet. But it seems like the writing's on the wall.
The labels put so much more money behind her solo career than all the Mamamoo releases. You know, a member left and didn't resign with the label. So, yeah, they're done. Just a matter of time. Okay, Morgan news. Son from Atiz has fully recovered from COVID and the group is resuming group activities now. So that's a relief. We're happy he's feeling well and all that good stuff. Get ready to see more of the ladies of aespa. They just signed with CAA here in the States. So that's a big deal. CAA represents huge celebrities.
Yeah.
And they signed aespa this week. Gravity full-length album. Their first full-length album is coming in August, August 19th. I'm telling you, August is going to be insane. Exciting. Get ready, Queendom. We're going to have so much amazing content to review. And more fun news, Taeyang from SF9 did a cover of Peaches by Justin Bieber featuring Your Bias, Wee Young. Check it out. It's on YouTube. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
They're just such handsome, talented men. Anything SF9 is involved with at this point, I watch. Jennie from Blackpink has been sharing a bunch on social media, and something interesting this week, she shared pictures with Grimes. So she's hanging out with that Elon Musk crowd when she's in the United States. Yeah, it was, I don't know. Grimes isn't my cup of tea. Right? Interesting.
Not my thing, but okay.
Okay. In sad news, we had to bid a fond farewell to Sungwoo from Victon. He enlisted. The guys were with him. The pictures were amazing. And I will say, out of everyone that's enlisted this year, he looks the best in a buzz cut. I'm just going to say it. His pictures were phenomenal. Like, wow. He looks so good. So wishing him a healthy enlistment, and we'll see him soon. And in other really sad news, we talked about dogs, and Aaron from Newest, his dog died, and he posted so much about it on Instagram, and it was just devastating.
It's heartbreaking.
They had a funeral, a coffin covered with flowers. It was very, it's really sad. His dog was so cute. So we're just sending him tons of love because, as we mentioned earlier, we're both dog owners and obsessed with our dogs. So
I know mine will be 16 in October. So anytime I hear anything about doggies getting older or they passing on, it just the anxiety just.
It's the worst part about having a dog. Yeah. To me, that's the only bad part about having a dog is chances are you're going to outlive them. And
I mean, I'm lucky he's almost 16. For sure.
But that doesn't take away. Like, it still sucks.
It's like not long enough. Like, forever is not long enough to have him.
And honestly, they're like family. Like, they are family. He's like my kid. Exactly. No, but they really are. Like, you know, I grew up with dogs. I've lost a lot of dogs. And I'm not ashamed to admit, I've cried harder when dogs die than some people in my life. It's like a sibling or your child or, you know, they're in your house every day. They're part of the family. So, so we just want to send a lot of love to Aaron. We get it. And that was sad to see, but it was heartwarming to see how much he cared and the beautiful send off for his sweet boy. So love to him. Cheers to him. Hate ending on a sad note, but that's all the news we have for for today. K-pop moves quick. You know, there'll be more stuff and we'll be bringing you more stuff next week. But before we go, let's get to the all important song of the week. Charity, what's your song of the week this week?
Although I did get my ticket on the train and Kiss or Death, I have to say my song of the week is When Dawn Comes Again by Cold and Baekhyun. It's such a great song. It's definitely my vibe. Loved it. Listened to it a lot.
Super good song. I was close to picking that. I was really close to picking Drink It from the Boys. There's a lot of good music this week. But, you know, I loved Empathy by Dio. I said it was a no-skip album. I've got to pick a song from that album. And just for the pure message, I'm picking I'm Fine. I love that song. It's just a really nice song. And I would share that sentiment with all of you. I hope if I asked how you're doing, you can genuinely say you're fine. I think that's a lovely thought. And it's a great song. So next week, the comebacks begin, Charity. Here we go. We're into August and it's going to hit us hard. We have a lot to talk about. Astro has a comeback next week. Golden Child, their pictures have been phenomenal. I love the concept. I cannot wait to hear the music. I think Dreamcatcher too. I'm not positive. Let me make sure. But I think Dreamcatcher has a comeback as well. So,
so exciting.
We have a loaded week next week. Can't wait to talk about all of that stuff. And you know where to find us. New episodes every Thursday. Hopefully you'll come back and continue to listen week by week. If you were a new listener tonight, thank you for joining us. And we can't thank the Queendom enough. We love you so, so much. And we appreciate you tuning in every week. We're building a community here and it's so exciting. I feel like there's a light at the end of this COVID tunnel. It's going to take us a lot longer than we wanted to get there. But one day we will all hang out in person. We'll grab drinks before a K-pop concert and have the time of our lives. That's the goal. Don't worry. Charity and I will travel.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. Clink, clink. We're going to be traveling to see these K-pop concerts. So if you're not in New York, it's okay. We know we have a large, large international presence as well. Can't wait to meet all of you in person and get to talk about K-pop and everything else. But until that time, we've got the podcast every week on Thursdays. Feel free to drop us a line on social media. Let us know what you think. We love hearing from you and appreciate it so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully, wherever you are, you're staying safe and healthy. We're sending you lots of love and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.